New Delhi. In a landmark move aimed at unifying religious and academic instruction while asserting national identity in sensitive border regions, India is set to introduce its first national curriculum for Buddhist monasteries later this month. The rollout will begin with 20 monasteries along the Himalayan frontier, a region where New Delhi is increasingly seeking to counter China's influence. The initiative, developed after 5 years of assessment by the National Institute of Open Schooling, NIOS, under the Ministry of Education, is designed to provide students in remote monastic institutions with standardized, certified education. It seeks to balance religious teachings with non-religious academic subjects, thus aligning the educational foundation of thousands of students with India's broader national framework. India, the birthplace of Buddhism, is home to more than 600 monasteries across Himalayan states and union territories, including Sikkim, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, and Ladakh. Many of these institutions were founded following the influx of Tibetan refugees in the 1950s, after the Chinese occupation of Tibet. However, these monasteries have long functioned independently, offering varied curricula blending spiritual teachings with rudimentary modern education. The newly introduced curriculum integrates subjects such as mathematics, science, computer literacy, English, Hindi, and the native Bhoti language. It also includes specially curated modules on Indian history, ancient heritage, and India's role in Tibet's freedom struggle. According to Rajiv Kumar Sain, director at NIOS, stated that they are free to learn Tibetan history and their tradition, but they should also learn about India, as they reside here and require proper education to secure jobs outside monasteries. Despite the government's efforts, not all monasteries are eager to adopt the changes. India's education reform in monasteries comes amid growing strategic concerns along its 3,000 km, 1,860-mile, border with China. Arunachal Pradesh, where several monasteries are located, is claimed by Beijing as part of southern Tibet, an assertion India firmly rejects. The plan will also bring financial support to monastic schools, enabling them to recruit qualified teachers and pay stipends to monks.